Which do you think is better, living in a school bus like I do, or living in a car like I used to? Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the video that I made about this. If you didn't see it, I posted it a week ago today, and you can watch it after our live today. And believe it or not, in the nomad world, in the nomad community, there are people who would rather live in a car. So be sure you go and watch that video to see some of the pros and cons about that. Today, we're not only going to talk about that and answer your questions, but we're also going to look at some of the vocabulary that I sent out to my free More English Club members. And don't worry, if you're not a member, the link is in the description and you can join for free. So, we are going to start with one of the questions that was asked by Princesa Tibetana 7995 asked, if you don't have running water here in Chulibus, if you don't have running water, how do you take a bath and do the dishes, wash clothes, and everything we need at home? This is a great question. And running water was one of our vocabulary words. Running water means that you have water where you go to the sink, you turn the handle, we say you turn on the tap. You turn on the tap. You turn on the water and the water runs out. It's running water. You have running water in your bathroom sink, your kitchen sink, your bathtub, your shower. And so this is a great question and a question that I get really, really often. So I'm going to answer this for you. And if we have any nomads that are joining us, put your answers in the chat or in the comments below as well. So for me, when I first hit the road, we say we hit the road, not just as a nomad. If you're going on a trip in your car, you can say we hit the road. We don't typically say this if we're driving in town or in the city, but if you're going out of town or out of the city or you're becoming a nomad, you can say when we hit the road. So when I first hit the road, I had a gym membership at a very popular gym in the United States that is everywhere in the United States. I mean, every city. If you look it up on a United States map, it's just covered with these locations. And that was a great way to start out because I could take a shower anytime I was near one of those gyms. It was extremely affordable, only $25 a month, and I could work out at the gym, take a shower, and they had a massage chair. And so it was fabulous. And I would go to the gym two or three times a week and take a shower. And it was great. The showers were always clean and usually almost no one there. I never had to wait for a shower. And so it was super helpful. I did let that membership go. And the reason is a couple of things, even though it was only $25 a month. I am a big reason I'm living in the bus is to save money with the economy that's very difficult still here in the United States. I wanted to save as much money as possible. Also, as I had learned before I went on the road, we just do not need to shower as often as we think we do. Yes, of course, there are times when you need a shower more often, especially if you work in an office or you're in public a lot. But when you're at home, taking a shower every other day or less, and even a lot less, is actually very healthy for your body, for your hair, for the planet, for many things. So I learned how to take a shower less often. Using a bird bath, I call it a bird bath because that's what my mom called it, just a washcloth and some water and washing your body each day. And I have learned to wash my hair with just four water bottles. This, not this kind of water bottle, this is my water bottle that I typically drink out of. But with just four water bottles, I can wash my hair even though it's very long. And I, of course, use soap that's good for the environment. So, and let me talk about dishes and all the rest of those things as well. Welcome everyone who is here live. Escondias says, what do you say to fluency step-by-step in English? I'm glad you asked because I'm going to have a free class tomorrow where you can come and be on Zoom with me live. And I am going to give you a step-by-step guide that is, I'm sure, different than anything you've ever heard and will definitely have the steps you've been missing. So you can look for the link in the description here to sign up for free, and I'll tell you more about it here in a little bit. Welcome, Lucy. Hello from Kaliningrad. Kaliningrad, I hope I said that correctly. Spain, it's good to see you all joining here live. Kalam, he is from Spain. I'm not sure I can say the name of your city, Kalam. Valladolid? Did I come close? It's in Spain, so I hopefully got close since Spanish is my second language. Okay, so I talked a little bit about showering. The other thing is washing your hands every day, several times a day. I have several different things that I do. I do have a water jug that you might have seen in the video last week. It's a jug that has a spigot. A spigot is like you have on your sink, sort of, where you can turn it and the water comes out and I can wash my hands that way. I also use a lot of spray bottles. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot of different spray bottles, and this is not all of them, but I have, of course, hand sanitizer, but I also have apple cider vinegar straight, meaning no water with it. I have apple cider vinegar with water. I have hydrogen peroxide and I have straight water, and I use this to clean my hands a lot throughout the day when they're not very dirty, when I just need to get a little. I'll spray them a lot and then wipe them off with a towel. And of course, like I said, I can use the spigot if I need to run water over my hands. And for dishes, I also use these spray bottles a lot, all three of these spray bottles for doing dishes. I mean, actually, I have a spray bottle with straight alcohol that I sometimes use with dishes, very rarely, because apple cider vinegar and hydrogen peroxide both will kill germs. So that is a whole video that I could do. There's a whole process I do for washing dishes. And one of the biggest things with everything that I do in the bus is, for example, with dishes, don't get them dirty in the first place. I use a lot fewer dishes. I clean all the food off by eating all of it. And then I use a spatula. I should have gotten my spatula. Let me get my spatula so I can show you. This is just one of my spatulas. I have three different types of spatulas so that I can get all the food off of dishes before I use any water, because I, of course, have to save water. And then I think I answered most of those questions. I did say in a video recently, one of the things that I don't love that I use is wet wipes. These are plant-based so that they will not only break down very easily in a landfill, but they just feel better on your face or whatever. Of course, they come in a plastic bag, so I don't love that. But I had a bag of wet wipes that before moving into the bus I got in 2020, and I still had it when I moved into the bus in 2025. But of course, I use more now that I live in the bus. But I use a lot less water, a lot less electricity, natural gas, all of that stuff. I use a lot less of all of that. So welcome Ukraine and Brazil and Belarus. It's great to see everyone here. What are your questions about living in the bus? So I answered that one, and there's a couple more questions. This next question is probably the question I get more than any other question, next to how do you go to the bathroom, which I talked about in the bus and, or pardon me, in the video last week. And by the way, someone asked, where's the bathroom in the bus? It's actually right behind me. This is the lid to the bathroom that I have open right now so the air can get in there. But you can see in the video a picture of the bathroom when the lid is closed. And I talk a little bit about that in that video. But the two questions I get asked the most is, where do you go to the bathroom and do you feel safe? And so Conexión Natural 4476 said, do you feel safe in the bus? And Oksana, who is also a regular here, asked lots of questions about that. She asked, do you have anything to protect yourself? So let me start with, do I feel safe in the bus? Yes. The short answer is yes. And if I talk about that a little more, I actually feel safer in the bus than almost anywhere I've ever lived. If you think about it, I am around a lot fewer people. And when we're talking about do you feel safe, we're usually talking about either the weather, some sort of animal, or people. Weather-wise, I keep an eye on the weather. I keep an eye on the weather. I watch the weather closely. Animal-wise, I'm very aware of my surroundings, animal and people-wise. And people-wise, there's just a lot fewer people. Now, some people would say, well, that's what would scare me. There's not no people. Where I'm at now, can't really see out this window, but there are very few people, but there are plenty of people. And the nomad community is one of the kindest, most inclusive, helpful, definitely the most helpful community I've ever lived in. And I would say that's also true of people who live in the Midwest. They're very kind and helpful, help your neighbor, help each other. And the nomad community just takes that to another level. Nomads watch out for each other. They help each other. They're there to be there for each other. And typically, I am with a group of nomads who know that I'm there almost always now. In the beginning, Tiana and I were traveling more, and I was less comfortable at that time. I didn't like traveling so much. I enjoyed seeing so much, and I'm gonna have a lot more videos about all the incredible things that I saw. However, I feel safer now because I'm almost always in a community. Now, I felt very safe then because I was with Tiana, and we were often around other nomads as well. So, Oksana asked, do you have anything to protect yourself? So I think of my protection, oops, I dropped my phone, which is where I wrote down the answers, as like the first order of how I would take care of myself, how I would protect myself. And the first thing I have is right here behind me. You can't really see it. That's where you sit to drive the bus. If I feel uncomfortable, I can turn the key. We say turn the key and go. In other words, I can just start the bus and go. When I was at home in a house, you can't just turn the key and leave. So that's my first order of protection. What was I going to say about that? I have almost never felt like I needed to do that. One time since in almost a year have I felt like I needed to do that. And not because I was scared, more because I was feeling cautious, like, I had been camped in this one place for a few days and it was great. And then I was like, that person doesn't look like I know they're safe. They're probably safe. They probably are not going to be any harm to me, but I'm not sure. So I just turn the key and go. Now, when I lived in a house, I often felt scared, but that's because I lived in neighborhoods that weren't so safe, or because as a younger woman, I was often more scared than I am now. I just know a lot more about the world and all of that kind of thing. So that's my first line of defense. I also have my second, third, and fourth line of defense. I'm not going to go into detail with all of those things. Every nomad has their own choices of what they do. But if I have, well, let me just back up a little. I've taken two safety classes for living on the road. And the one that makes me laugh is this one woman said, if somebody's hand came into her van or car or bus, it isn't going to go back the same. In other words, this is such a small space. If your hand or part of you, your head or anything came into the bus, you're not going back out the same. So think about that for a minute. That made me laugh when I heard that. I hope that never happens. Honestly, it did happen to me in a house many years ago when I was in my 20s. I had that happen to me. I wasn't prepared like I am now. I'm very prepared, but I happened to be at the kitchen sink where there were a lot of pans, and I picked up a pan and beat the heck out of that person's head that was coming into my house while my roommate called the police. I was like, call the police, call the police. And now our emergency number 911 is even more advanced. The police could find me and get to where I am very quickly, more quickly than when I was 20 years old. So, and I was safe at that time. The police came, found the person, talked to the person. I was totally safe. I was actually less upset than my roommates, who were very, very scared. So just something to think about. I think a lot of how scared we are has to do with our mindset, which is the other thing I heard in one of the two classes I took, is if you're scared, are you scared of something that's happening now? This is a good question, because if it's not happening now, then there's no need to be scared. And if it might happen in the future, then get prepared and let it go. Be prepared and don't just keep being scared. I gotta say, this idea of is it happening now is an incredibly important part of life in general, but for sure your journey to fluency. And we talk about it a lot in our fluency program and how it can help you with your fluency. And I'll talk about it in the free class tomorrow as well. So hopefully you'll join me for that. The link is below. Let me see what people are saying. Lindo Maro Servodieva says, take a shower every day. Does we take a shower every day here in Brazil? And it is good. You know, also it depends on where you live. Because if you live where it's very hot and humid, that's very different than if it's cold and dry. So everybody has to make their own choice, of course. I make sure my body is clean and I feel very comfortable and I keep learning more about that. Adriano, welcome. It's great to see you. Adriano is one of the students in the Fluency program. Lindo asks, what time is it here? I'm in California. It's 9:18. So what time is it where you are? That would be interesting. Tell me what time it is where you are when you're listening to this video. So tell me where you are and what time it is. That would be very interesting. Tea. One of the things I miss the most, maybe the thing I miss the most, is ice for my iced tea. My tea is cold. You can't really see cold, but because I do have refrigeration in the bus, but I don't have a freezer, but I keep my tea cold. I always make it the night before, so I have tea that's cold. Alexander asks, hello, have you ever considered to have a weapon in the bus? Is it allowed for nomads? This is a great question, Alexander, and I will do a whole video on that. I need to write a note to remember. There are some things that are allowed and some things that are not allowed. It's different in every state. Again, I did take a class and I did learn a lot about this, and I'll share with you what I know. I'll share with you a little bit of my thoughts on it. I'll just say I have a weapon. I'm not going to say what kind of weapon. I have more than one thing I can use as a weapon and more than one thing to deter someone from hurting me, I have a whole nother story to tell about deterring someone from hurting me that I learned about myself from being a mom. I would say that I don't expect anyone ever to want to hurt me. Of course, there is always that chance wherever you are, but I would say the biggest thing for me is making sure that I'm in safe places and then being prepared. Okay, let me answer the rest of this question and then I will get to the questions on the screen. Let's see. I'm sure you thought about many possibilities and situations on the road, meaning being safe. Yes. Then Oksana says, Have you ever been afraid or scared of some situations while driving and living as a nomad? One time, I have been scared of a situation as a nomad, and I was totally safe. And then the thing that has scared me the most, frankly, is the political situation in my country because of the way things happened back in July. I don't feel scared about it right now. I am cautious and aware because things have not resolved. The political situation in my country has not been resolved. And it's the worst in states that are being attacked. So typically, right now, the states that are being attacked are what we would call a blue state where Democrats are. So I'm cautious about being in a state that could be attacked politically or where there might be political unrest, meaning lots of protest, people that are upset and angry with each other, that kind of thing. Okay, Oksana actually has a couple other questions. She says, "What do you usually eat?" And she says, "Probably you can't cook much on your gas stove." I'm just going to do this quickly. I will make full videos about some of these so you can get even more information. I do cook a lot on my stove. I actually cook everything I eat. I would say I never go out to eat. That's not true, but less than once a month, maybe once every 2 or 3 months. When I was first on the road, I ate out a little more. But now that I have a routine and I can cook many things, not all the things I used to cook because I don't have an oven. I just have a one burner gas stove that is in the video from last week and you can see it there. But I cook spaghetti. Last night I had gyoza. This week I also made shepherd's pie, which I think I talked about in another video. You can ask about any of these dishes, or shepherd's pie, I think, is very American, even though I'm sure it came from another European country. What else have I made? I often eat salads and sandwiches, cold things like that. I cook a lot in the bus, and I make a lot of things that don't need to be cooked. How do you drop water? Is it collected somewhere? Do you mean how do I let go of the water, like my gray water? So you have water. Gray water is water that like you washed your hands with and there's nothing wrong with it. It's not going to hurt anybody and you can let it go in back into nature. Black water is water that's been in the toilet with feces, which is a kind way to say poop, feces. Or a medical way to say poop. I don't use water in my toilet. My toilet is a composting toilet, so I don't have to have any black water. Gray water, I can let go of anywhere that isn't like in somebody's yard or in a public place or something like that. So most BLM lands, which is where I spend a lot of time, you can put your gray water out. I have, frankly, almost no water. Almost zero water that I let go into the earth because I conserve so much water. Okay, another question. Adriano, is it not as dangerous there as it can be here in Brazil when it comes to safety? From what I've heard about Brazil, this is a lot safer. And I will say it is a lot safer here than Los Angeles or New York City or Phoenix or even Omaha, Nebraska or Kansas City. Any city, it is much safer here. Great question, by the way. Ah, it's great to see you. Salama Hamid. I hopefully I said that similar to correct. It's glad to have you, or it's great to have you here for your first time. And I see that Max says it's 8:19 in Belarus, and Luston says in Romania it's 19:20, which is 7:20 on the clock we use here in the United States. Serge says in France it is 6:18 p.m. So 19:20 would be 7:20 p.m. And Alexander says, "Do you mean your dog as the main deterrent?" This is one of the deterrents. Or a Espy, my dog, lets me know if there is anything even close to the bus. It doesn't even have to be close to the bus. If it is far from the bus, I know immediately. So Espy is like having an alarm that's one deterrent, but not the only deterrent that I was talking about. What other questions do you have? So I want to point out a few of the vocabulary words from the last video so that you can practice. And they're all in the free More English Club list. That club is listed below. And you are also invited to come to the free class tomorrow where you can actually talk with me. This is great to be live. I love this because you're practicing your writing and you are connecting with me. You're interacting with me. But to be on the live class is even better. So hopefully you will come tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. Los Angeles, California time, which is like in 4 minutes from now, but tomorrow. So if you're here now, this is the time of the class tomorrow. And we are going to talk about my 9 C's to fluency. So it's the path to fluency, the steps to fluency, 9 steps that you need to take that almost no one ever talks about. I know for sure there are going to be some steps that you have never heard in this particular class. So I hope you will join me. And if you cannot be there tomorrow at this time, then sign up for the class anyway, because it will be recorded and I will send you the link. You can sign up at the link in the description. So let's see. And Vladimir, thank you for saying, don't forget to hit the like button. Yes, please give me a like. This helps me to be able to do free classes like this on Zoom, but also, or pardon me, on YouTube. It makes it so I can do these classes. Once a week, I give you a video that's a story video about my life, about living in the bus, about something I did with my children, real life videos. 1 week. And then the next week is a live class like this on Zoom. So it's story live. And when you hit the like and make comments and share with your friends, it makes it possible for me to keep doing this and also to offer a free class on Zoom every now and then. Alexander says, how to join that class? Will you share the link on YouTube? I thought I had the link in the description. If the link is not in the description, I will put it there as soon as I post this video. And you can also send me an email. I know for sure my email is below, and I'll send you the link to enroll in that class. In Malaysia, it is 1:25 a.m. Oh my gosh. It is amazing that you're here. Thank you for being here with me. Alexander says, smash the like button. This is a very, very natural way to say, give me a like. Nice work. Regnum, thank you. Regnum says, you look so young today. Now, I'm going to share a secret with y'all that I wouldn't tell a lot of people, but here I am saying it on YouTube. I haven't had a shower today or yesterday or the day before yesterday, but I did learn a new secret about taking care of my hair, and I think that has to do with it. So thank you, Regnum. Thank you very much. And Tanya, we have another Tanya here, says, I will wait for your next lesson. Thank you, Tanya. It's great to see you here. My namesake, little different than namesake. Somebody who's named after you is your namesake. Somebody who's in your family and they give you your name. So it's a little different than namesake, but this is a great vocabulary word, namesake. Okay, I said I would talk about vocabulary from the last video because review is such an important part of your process. And also, repetition is so good. So let me, I thought I had it right here. I did have it here, but let me pull it up again. Let me pull up the list. That means I'm going to open it on my phone. Let me pull it up on my phone here from the More English Club. There it is. Okay. This is what the More English Club looks like on the phone. If you are a member, there are more than 40 lessons here. It's free. Join for free. The link is below. This is not the free class. If you join the More English Club, that's great. But you can also join the free class. So I will make sure that both links are there after this class. So one of the words or phrases I wanted to share with you, which is the first one here on the list, is a little bit cramped. When we say that something is cramped, you might think this is cramped, like there's not enough space, like there's too many people. If you're sitting on the bus and there's people sitting on both sides of you, you might be like, ooh, it's a little cramped on the bus today. And I think I said in the video that in living in my car was a little more cramped, obviously, than living in the bus. Now, for some people, living in the bus would be a little cramped. For me, it is just right. This is the perfect amount of space. And I will say a lot of that is because I feel so safe. I have always, my whole life, felt more safe in small spaces. And I think that's one of the things I love the most about living in the bus. Okay, I want to share two more with you. To splurge is to spend a little more money than you would normally spend. I splurged on the mattress for my bed, but I also wanted to share this. I splurged on this solar light, which if you hold the button down for 3 seconds, the light will come on. You can't really see it because it's so light in the bus, but if it were dark here, you could see it. It's a very dim, soft light, and it's blow up. You blow this up. So like a blow up toy, but it makes this soft, beautiful light in the bus. And I can't remember exactly what it cost. I would not have bought it if it weren't for a gift from one of my dear students in my fluency program. I just want to put a shout out. I'm not going to say their name in case they want to remain anonymous. In other words, to remain anonymous means if they don't want me to tell their name. But if you gave me a gift on Giving Tuesday, this is one of the things that I splurged on with that gift. So thank you. Thank you to that person and all the people who have donated to the channel or given me a gift like this person on Giving Tuesday. This has made it possible for me to splurge on some things. Now, to splurge again means to spend a little more money than you would normally spend. This doesn't look like it would be very expensive. You might think something like this is $5 or $10. No, it was $20 or $30. I can't remember. So much more expensive than, for example, this light that I got for free that I love. I got it for free because somebody else didn't want it and they gave it to me. It also works on solar energy, but in a completely different way. And it's super bright. Don't love super bright light, but sometimes you need super bright light. So I have both. So thank you. Thank you. And then I'm going to tell one more word. Let's see. Serge says, I'm doing some cooking while listening to you. Great idea. By the way, I was going to say, because I have had a student that has, and I always want this feedback. I had a student who said, yeah, the lives are kind of boring. I would rather have the videos where you show pictures and something. And everybody, I'm glad to have that feedback. But I wanted to say, one thing you could do with the lives is treat them like a podcast. In other words, do what Serge is doing. Just listen. Go do your cooking, drive your car, listen while you're on the bus, whatever else, and use it like a podcast. So Serge says, I'm doing some cooking while listening to you. Hadn't seen your work for a while. Cool to watch you live. Thank you so much, Serge. And Regnum, Tom, Tanya, how's your indoor dog, Espy? Does he feel better in the car or on the bus? For sure the bus. Probably because there's room here and I play games with Espy here where she can jump and run. She can run, like I'll stand on that side of the bus and throw something and she has to go find it. So she has to jump on the bed and jump on the couch and look under the bed and everything. And we could play games in the car, but this is much better. Also, probably because I am way more acclimated. So this just means I'm used to this. I'm acclimated. Can't remember if I've said this on YouTube. I know I've said it in my fluency program. First 4 months of being a nomad were one of the hardest things I've ever done. And I have done some hard things. And Espy, of course, responds to me. So the first 4 months were very difficult for both of us. Salam says, in Malaysia this time, it's 29 degrees Celsius at night. How is your weather? Good question. Then I'm gonna do one more vocabulary word for you all. This just in the last 3 days here in this where I'm parked now in the desert in Southern California, one night it was 36 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 1 or 2 degrees Celsius. Last night, 2 days later, it was 51 degrees Fahrenheit, which is more like 11, 10 or 11 degrees Celsius. When I woke up and it was 36 degrees in the bus, I was surprised because usually it's a little warmer in the bus, but I had accidentally left a window open. That happens. I stay very warm with my bed and stay tuned. In other words, keep watching videos because I have kind of an exciting news to share with you about that coming up very soon. Okay, the last thing I want to share with you from the free More English Club vocabulary was, what was the last one? Perks. Perks. Perks are good or extra benefits that you have. So there are some perks that to living in the bus, of course, some extra benefits above living in the car, but there are some perks to living in the car. For instance, in the car, you can move around much more easily and you can stay in places where you can't stay in the bus. Now, I can stay almost anywhere I want to stay, but for some people, there are places they couldn't stay in the bus. So there are a lot of people actually who prefer living in a car. And if you're a nomad, I'd love to hear from you. I haven't gotten any messages from any nomads yet, but I have had some nomads answer the polls, which is very exciting to me. I love to connect with the nomads or the people who want to be nomads. Denial Seven, good to see you, says, what type of internet connection do you use in your bus? Starlink question mark. Is Starlink affordable or would you have to splurge money to buy it? I would definitely need to splurge money to buy that. Let me have a quick drink of my tea. I used a hotspot when I was first on in the bus, which just means any mobile service you can get extra hotspot. You pay a little extra, and that means you can use your phone to as internet for your computer. I'm on my laptop. I used that for months. It worked okay. It worked. The best part about it was my students in my fluency program. I have the best students ever in my fluency program, and they were all super helpful and super patient. But it was pretty obvious that it wasn't enough. So I did splurge, partly because I've saved so much money living in the bus. And so for 2 months, I've had an internet service that is a little more reliable than a hotspot. I'm not going to say the name of the service here because I'm not going to advertise for any other services. But I'm grateful to have it. I'm a little disappointed that I need it, I have to say. Just because I was hoping that I could do it with just the hotspot and save a little bit more money. But I am so grateful that there are many, many choices, pardon me, for internet. And now that I've met a lot of nomads, I know nomads who l use a lot of different things, a lot of different things. I will put that on the list of things that I could make a whole video about. So, all right. Thank you so much for all of your participation with me. I hope you will go and put a comment on the video when this goes, when it is a recording. Please share it with your friends and definitely sign up for the class. I'd love to meet you and have the chance to get to know you. And I will talk to you when I talk to you. See you then. Bye-bye.